During these difficult times, we understand how important it is to stay healthy and safe. With so many of us confined to our homes and not being able to work, we feel the financial burden more than ever. Many folks lost their jobs and businesses. Others were furloughed, and some are working from home at reduced pay. Keeping up with your bills is not easy under these circumstances. If you have credit card debt and cannot keep up with your monthly payments, we at Debt Fix Pros are here to help. Give us a call to see how we can reduce your interest rates and lower your monthly payments. Protect your credit and let us help you find a solution that fits your needs. We, your friends at Debt Fix Pros, are here to help. Let us take care of your credit card debt so you can focus on what is really important. Call for a free phone consultation at 1-800-539-9460. That's 1-800-539-9460. 1-800-539-9460. United we stand. 1-800-539-9460.
We welcome you back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We're chatting with the global media and technology leader, his own self, and also the author of Inside the Creator Economy newsletter, Senior VP and GM, whew, a lot of titles, of VidCon. You can visit them at vidcon.com. Jim Lauterbach. Well, you talk about different platforms too, and I want to get your take, Jim, on different platforms that are now doing original content in terms of full-length motion pictures of actual movies, like a movie studio would do. Do you see that as being kind of a long-lasting thing? Or is that new and going to continue to go? And are they going to ultimately maybe put movie studios out of business because they are now a movie studio? Where do you see that whole thing heading?
And I don't track that industry as closely, but I do work for Viacom CBS, which owns Paramount and does Paramount Plus. So I certainly have my own opinions on it that are probably more derived to the company that I keep. But I think the world of movies is changing. Now, we've always seen new startups in the movie space, right? We've always seen people want to come in and I can make a movie just like everybody else, and they crash and burn.
Yeah.
And so I think making movies is very hard. I think it takes a real set of expertise to do it. I think some studios may fade away, new studios may come in, but that expertise and ability to make a beautiful, wonderful movie is something that it's very difficult to do. However, you look at, like, for example, Joe Penna, who's one of the top directors in the movie space now. Everybody wants to get him to do their movies. Not everybody, a lot of people do. Joe started out early YouTuber. He was an OG, Mystery Guitar Man. So where you come from matters less than your ability to produce, deliver, direct, create, market, package, all those things. And there will always be infrastructures needed to support that because of the large number of people required. I mean, until we have synthetic characters and then you just hit a button and just let the synthetic AI characters go do their thing.
Yeah.
So if there's one less traditional studio and two or three new studios, I don't see that as being any different from the evolution that we've seen in Hollywood over the last 40 or 50 years.
Interesting. Now, I'm also wondering now, do you think that some of these newcomers, and big companies been around for a while, whether they're anti-social media, as I like to call them, or otherwise, but some of these other platforms, do you look at them as kind of a farm team for people like the director you mentioned, that everybody wants them? And maybe because they've got experience doing their own short form items on YouTube or something, now maybe they're ready to sit in the big chair and direct a full-length motion picture, which hopefully will come out well, but may or may not flop.
I think it's a spectrum. I think there's some people who work really well in the short form medium. There's some people who work really well in the personal medium. Hi, guys, it's good to see you. I'm going to do makeup today. I mean, not to make fun of them, but it's a great thing and people love it.
Yeah.
And there's some people that are very good at that visual storytelling in mid form, and some people who get very good at visual storytelling in long form. So I just think we have so many more opportunities now for people who have that creativity and have that ability to tell stories visually, to build an audience, connect, make money, and make a living. So the thing is, there's so much more potential because there's so many more outlets, there's so many more viewers, and the ones who are good at that longer form stuff will naturally rise to the top. But that doesn't need to be the pinnacle or the penultimate of a media career. I mean, look at Mr. Beast, for example. Mr. Beast is really good at those 20 to 25 minute, you know, big things, big reveal, you wait for it. But he's also really good. So he's really good at visual storytelling and his team. He's really good at putting a team together.
Yeah.
But he's also really good at building a burger franchise. And he's also really good at a bunch of the other businesses that he's building. So what is success?
Good point. And that is yet to be proven. There's so much more I want to talk to you about. And I can already tell we got to get you back on again soon. But I wanted to talk, you and I both discussed startups. Startups get a free booth at VidCon. So now tell me, as Senior Vice President and General Manager of VidCon, what is VidCon and how does that all come together?
Sure. VidCon is the world's largest collection of events about online video. We are basically three events in one. We're a fan festival, we're a creator conference, and we're an industry summit. So fan festival, see your favorite creators. Creator conference, come and learn how to make better videos and build an audience and learn from people who come before. And then on the summit side, the industry side, it's a B2B conference, like all the B2B conferences we've ever been at, except you're surrounded by creators and fans. So what we're doing with this innovation showcase is we're offering 12 startups the ability to come. We're going to give them a small booth. We're going to put them on stage and show off the great stuff they're building for the creator economy. And it's free. Go to vidcon.com and apply, and we're going to pick 12 in the next couple weeks.
Ah, love it. Boy, it sounds like the kind of show we should broadcast from. We should talk about that because it sounds like there's a lot of information there and a lot of great opportunities, especially warms the cockles of both of our hearts, startups and folks who are truly worthy of getting out there and getting in front of the right decision makers, perhaps, that can just spearhead their efforts to do more cool things. So I'm loving that. So, Jim, what's on tap for you? Slightly into tomorrow in addition to VidCon. Oh, and by the way, where and when is VidCon?
So VidCon, we're coming back face-to-face, Anaheim, California, where we always do it in the U.S., and it is the 21st to 24th of October.
Oh, very good. So time to plan, even.
We've been planning for, it feels like, ever. But
yes.
We are. But also, we've been doing sessions every week, a couple of them for each of our different audiences that we stream online at vidcon.com. I'm kind of diving into the whole NCAA now allowing athletes to have their name, image, and likeness back.
Yeah.
And they're not locked down to their schools and their sports. They can actually leverage and monetize their face, their image, and their likeness. Really interesting. A lot of changes in the creator economy because of that. A lot of new entrants that are going to drive a lot of revenue, a lot of value.
And I think that's terrific. It's way, way overdue, in my opinion, because the schools take advantage of it. The schools make a fortune off of their athletes. Why not let the athlete do a little something as well? And especially because the creator community is so important these days and so big that they should get a piece of the action. Why not? And as long as it doesn't affect their studies and their ability to continue to perform in that particular sport, for example, why not? So by all means, tune into that. And I'm sure if you miss any of your pieces, you do archive them, right?
Yep, we do. You can find them on LinkedIn, and Jay Louderby is where I am at LinkedIn, so you can come and see that, or at vidcon.com, VidCon Pro on YouTube.
Jim Louderback, global media and technology leader. Now you know why I call him that, because there's so many angles we can cover, and I want to get you back on the show again real soon. So promise to come back. We'll talk more about some of the other cool things you're uncovering. Hopefully talk more about VidCon as well in plenty of time. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you so much. It's so glad, so good to see you again. So good to be back. I love you guys, and can't wait to see you in person, and can't wait to do it again.
Love it. Very cool. VidCon.com. We'll get you there as well, and you'll see what Jim and his team are up to on a very regular, very cool basis when you visit us at IntoTomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We'll bring you further Into Tomorrow. Stay tuned right here on the Advanced Media Network.